Welcome to the Home Church Podcast. My name's Kenny, and I serve as the lead pastor here at Home Church, and we gather in Maiden, North Carolina. We're so glad you tuned in to today's episode, and we hope that this episode will help encourage you and inspire you as you continue to follow Jesus step by step. Hey, church, you can have a seat. I woke up this morning with urgency in my bones. I normally have a great story for you. I try to make things funny, all that stuff. I like to be a good storyteller. But man, I woke up this morning with urgency in my spirit. We've been teaching through a series around parables. And today's parables are very short and yet very pointed. Matthew 13, verse 44. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field." And then he keeps on. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything that he had and bought it." See, a lot of times we like to put ourselves in the parables, and this, oftentimes we would look at ourselves as the man, and we find a treasure, we go sell everything and try to buy the field, or we see ourselves as the merchant, we find the pearl of great value, we go sell everything to buy the pearl. The parable is talking about God the Father. And you, my friend, are the treasure. God the Father is the merchant. And you, my friend, are the pearl of great value. Our Father loved you so much that he sold everything to come to get you. You know it, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life." Again, this week, every week, we're confronted with death. We're confronted with things going on in our world. People in our lives that we love and care for pass away. People that we love and care for walk further and further away. And part of it is we see people that we love and we care for, and we want to invite them to hear this good news. And the good news is just that parable. Is that our God sees such great value that he was willing to sell it all for you. You are the treasure in his eye. You are the pearl of great value. He gave it all away for you. He saw you in such great value, held you so closely that he would be willing to give it all away for you. And I know that doesn't make sense to many of us, because in reality, we're looking at a trade here. Many of us have done trades in our life. You traded in a car, or you've bought a different house, or you got a new job, or whatever it might be. I think many of us understand the weight of a trade. He traded his life for you. Because you, while you were in your sin, dead in your trespasses, Christ still died for you. You, before you were even thought of in the earth, Christ went to the cross, and on that cross he hung and he carried the weight of your sin and mine. He paid the penalty. He paid the price with his life. He gave his life for your life. There was a trade. And I have such urgency in my bones today to tell this good news gospel to you. And I don't know what you came in here with. I don't know what you're walking through right now. Here's all I know. Is that the same Jesus who spoke this parable sent me today to recall it to you, to point you to truth. That a few days and a few weeks after he would speak this parable, he would go to the cross. There he would actually die. And yet 3 days later, he would be resurrected. He would walk the earth for 40 more days, and then he would ascend into heaven, but he gave a command to his disciples to go and tell this good news to the world, that people might believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that he is the Son of God, and that he was legitimately raised from the dead, and that by living, by conquering death, hell, and the grave, he proved that he is God, and he gave you the ability that by believing in him, you too can live forever. Forever. And although all of us, aside from Jesus coming back, every single one under the sound of my voice will physically die at some point. We will. Young and old. You will physically die one day. And yet spiritually, you stand at a crossroads right this very moment. And Jesus made a trade for your life. He gave his life up for you. And it was a free gift that you have to receive. But there's something a little further that I need you to understand at this crossroads of your eternity. Because what you do with what I'm telling you today will happen, and it will deal with your eternity. You cannot be confronted with the good news of the gospel and do nothing with it. At some point, you must receive it or you reject it. And I need you to understand that hell will not be filled with a bunch of bad people. Hell will be filled with a bunch of dead people who heard the good news of Jesus and said, no, thank you. Today, there's a trade on offer for your life if you would receive it. Jesus has already provided his side of the bargain. And yet, here's what he says. He tells us that you have a part to play in this trade. There's a man that shows up and he's asking Jesus about eternal life. This is in Matthew chapter 19, in verse 16. He says, just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? What good thing? How do I earn it? They have a little bit of a conversation about the commandments, and Jesus says, well, have you done all these? And then we get down to the nuts and bolts of it, verse 21. Here's how Jesus sums it up. He says, if you want to be perfect, because that's what it takes, you have to be perfect. If you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. There's a trade on offer for this man. If you want eternal life, there's a trade. Jesus has already paid the ransom for you. Will you not just receive it, but will you give him yours? And I'm always saddened by verse 22 there. It said that he walked away sad because he had great wealth. All that we know about that man is that he was young, a man, and he was rich. That's sad. And it strikes me that most people, especially in the earth, that's one of our greatest fears in this trade of giving up our life for Jesus, is because we have so much that we don't want to give it away. I want to leave you with this. This is what it looks like today. Man, I heard this song about resurrection, and I'm coming up. I'm overwhelmed with emotion. I'm overwhelmed with urgency for your soul. Understand this. I understand you've got to live this life. I understand you got a job and kids and houses and bills. I get all that, but I need you to understand. I will walk with you through those things, but all I really care about in this moment is your spirit, your soul. Because the earth and your money and your body will pass away, but your soul will live forever. And it will live forever in one of two places: in heaven, in eternal presence with God Almighty, or in hell, separated from him. And so here's the trade that Jesus makes with you. Matthew 16, verse 24, he's talking to his disciples, and he said this. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? There's nothing in this earth that is worth your soul. And yet we spend a lifetime trying to earn and build and keep. And yet the keys to the kingdom that the parable teaches is that just like Jesus sees you as the treasure, he sold everything to have you, he actually asked the same in return for him. That you would give your life away and follow him. Oh, it's a costly trade. And I don't want to sugarcoat it for you today. I know the American church, we always say that the gift of life is eternal and it's a free gift, and that's absolutely true. You cannot earn it today. You cannot do enough good. You cannot be enough right. And yet the offer is still to receive it and then to lay your life down and give it to him. He says, pick up your cross. Here's what the cross represents. It represents death, pain, suffering, loss, agony, blood. I know this isn't a feel-good gospel. He says, if you want to give up your life to follow him, you will endure those things. And then he says to follow him. What does that mean? It means his will, not yours. It means his plans, not yours. It means his path, not yours. It means his end and not yours. It means his reward and not yours. And lastly, it means his decisions and not yours. Oh, I know to a group of Americans, that's everything. Wait, you mean I give up everything? To truly be a follower of Jesus, the answer is yes. That's what he says. He gave his life on trade for yours. So today I simply ask you this. Will you trade your life for his? Will you lay down your life and all that you have, all the money, all the wealth, all the security, all the goodness, all the things that you've worked so hard to grab hold of and hold on to, for everything that you've got? Would you give it away to gain eternal life? Would you give it away to receive him? There's urgency in my bones because I know every single time we gather, someone is sitting under the sound of my voice who is spiritually dead every time. And whether you're in the room or you're watching online, I know that this good news gospel is meant to be proclaimed, that God loved you so much, he valued you so much that he gave his life for you, and the offer is for you to receive him today. And I'm not going to tell any funny stories and be all glad hand with you and all that stuff today. My spirit is burdened for you. And here's how you can know if all this was for you. God orchestrated this moment for you. Here's how you know. All of this, you can't shake a rumbling in your gut. There's part of you that wants to hold on to the front of your seat. There's something in you that felt like I was staring at you the entire time I was talking all this 7.5 minutes today. Friend, let me lovingly say, that is the Holy Spirit of God stirring your heart, opening your heart to receive him. It's an offer for you right now. Will you lay down your life and receive him? and then follow him. I'm going to invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And with that gospel truth that I present to you today, I simply want to lay it in your lap right now. I do believe that someone under the sound of my voice is at the crossroads of your literal eternity right this moment. What you do with this moment can change the course of your eternity. You can receive Jesus, receive eternal life, spend heaven with him no matter what you suffer in this earth. Or you can reject him, rebuff him, turn away from him, say not today. And maybe it ends up in not today for the last time until you stand face to face with him. And this moment will flash before you. The moment where Jesus was held high to you. Where you were told how much he loved you and that he paid a ransom for you. And he gave his life up for you simply to receive him and lay your life down for him. And he says this very clearly in the scriptures. If you acknowledge me in the earth, I'll acknowledge you in heaven. If you deny me in the earth, I will deny you in heaven. Friend, I don't beg very often, but I beg you for your eternity to give up your life to receive it right this moment. May this be the moment of your salvation. May this be the moment that you return to forever to remember that you've been saved, made perfect by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that to receive this gift of salvation, all you have to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. This is Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you would be saved, meaning you will live with him eternally, spiritually, forever, though your body will die. And for that gift, in return, he asks you to lay down your life, to surrender to him, to believe on him, and to trust him. There's no other name under heaven and on earth by which men might be saved except for the name of Jesus. It is mighty and powerful and beautiful and worthy. Is this the moment of your salvation? Will you surrender to him? Will you give your life up? Friends, every week I lead our church in a prayer and we pray out loud. It's not a magical prayer. It simply matters about the posture of your heart. Do you actually believe that Jesus is God? Do you believe that he has been raised from the dead? Your spirit right now is churning and calling you and you're bringing you home. Would you pray this out loud to receive him? Say, Jesus, I am a sinner and I'm lost without you. I need you in my life. Will you forgive me? I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe you are raised from the dead. Will you save me? Jesus, help me learn to follow you. Putting on the cross the best I know how for the rest of my days. And friends, I believe that if you prayed that prayer, not just because you prayed that prayer, but because your heart has been renewed by the Spirit of God and you received that gift of eternal life, I believe that if that moment was for you, that you have been saved and you will eternally, spiritually live forever. Just like Jesus was raised from the dead, you too in this moment have been spiritually raised from the dead. Just like we sang about resurrection, your dead spirit has been resurrected to new life today. You've been born again. And I want to celebrate with you. So I want to invite you to do this. Your heads are still bowed, your eyes are still closed. This is just me, you, and the Lord. This is your chance to acknowledge him in the earth over what he just did in your life. And this is a chance for you to simply signify, I am going to trade my life for what he's given me. If that's you in this moment and you prayed to receive Jesus, you've been born again, no one's looking around. It's just me, you, and God. Would you just raise your hand high above your head so that I could see you and I want to celebrate with you? If that's your story, would you raise your hand? Amen, friend. I see you. Any others, it's not too late to respond and to signify that you've received him today. Amen. Friends, I want to tell you this, that, amen, I see you. It's not too late. I won't move on. I'll wait on you. If this moment was for you, you can still respond. For those of you that you heard this and you still rejected Jesus, I want you to know this. He still loves you. He still paid a price for you. And the invitation to receive him is still on offer for you. For those of you that have put your trust and your faith in Jesus, I pray that the same urgency that woke me up this morning, I pray that the same urgency that I had to stand in front of you and present the gospel, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would stir up an urgency in you as well, that the time of the Lord is drawing. And I don't know when and how, I don't know where. Listen, I don't know those things. I don't proclaim to. But I do know that it is part of our job as believers to point people to Jesus. And here's what I can promise you. Every time we open the doors, we will proclaim Jesus in the Spirit by his word. And for now, 8 weeks in a row, we've seen the Spirit of God pour out on this house. We saw at least another 2 people respond today. That's 30 salvations in the last 8 weeks in this house. God's doing a mighty work here. Do not miss it. Do not miss it. Here's the other invitation. Man, this is part of the thing that I was navigating as well. I've known Jesus since I was 13. And there's been times in my life where I've given him everything, and there's been times in my life where I've been really, really selfish, chased after the things that I wanted. And so, believer, if you're in the room, and as I just said that, your spirit said, me too. I might just would simply ask that today would be a marker of a moment for you as well. Maybe today's not the day of your salvation like for it was for several other people. But maybe today would be the marker of a moment where you decided to die again. Where you decided to die to yourself again for Jesus. To live a life for him. To lay down all that he's given you for him. And in doing so, you will continue to pick up the life that he gave you. Here's what I want to do. I want to invite you to stand to your feet. I want to pray over you, and then we're going to sing an old hymn. And I pray it will encourage you today. And then we'll get you out of here. You'll be the first ones to Brookwood today. Let me pray over you, please. If you just be so bold, because I want to pray over you. If you be so bold, would you just extend your arms to heaven in a posture of receiving what he has for you? Father, I pray over your sons and daughters right now in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus that anything is possible. God, I don't know what all your sons and daughters need, but I know everything that they need. Father, they need you. They need you in full measure today in their hearts, in their spirit, to encourage their faith, to build them up. God, in the places where they are brokenhearted, God, that you would minister to their hearts. In the places where they're discouraged, that you would lift them up. In places where they're worried, that you would give them faith and confidence. In places where they actually have hope and faith, that God, you would see, allow them to see miracles that would only build their faith even further. God, that you would empower their witness to their friends and their neighbors, even into their house, into their wife and their children and their husbands. God, that wherever they step their foot, that you would bless it, that you would protect them, that you would provide for them in unbelievable heavenly measure. God, I pray over your sons and daughters today that you would give them every ounce of whatever it is that they need and even more. Because you're able to do that. You're able to give immeasurably more than we could ever ask, dream, or imagine. And so, Father, I pray that you would pour your spirit out on your house, that you would bless your sons and daughters. Everything that they need and desire, God, if it's aligned with your will, that you would give it to them in unbelievable measure. I pray that in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for those who have today made a decision to give their life up again. God, I pray that you would meet with them today. I pray that you would do something in their spirit, God, to show them that you've still got work for them to do, that you've got a mission and a purpose for their life in this earth. And God, for those precious souls that heeded the urgent cry to receive you today, God, I say thank you. I say thank you, God. God, I pray that right now that they would feel an unbelievable, immense peace over their life that passes all understanding that only you can give them. God, I pray that you would ward off the enemy, that as you've sown good seed, God, that the enemy for sure comes to sow weeds. God, that you would rebuke it, that you would protect them. And God, as they walk out of here today, I pray that they would walk out of here both with confidence in their eternity and a clarity of what it looks like to lay down their life for you. Father, you've been good to this house. I pray that you will continue to be faithful to us, God. Father, over the next few moments as we sing, I pray that you would encourage our hearts and that you would be honored and praised by the words out of our mouth. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, church, lift our voice. Let's sing and praise this beautiful classic hymn. Come on, let's sing.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If there's anything that we can do to serve you or come alongside of you in your journey, please reach out. You can reach us at hello@myhomechurch.cc.